Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do something.
Number 5.
There you go. Thank you, Orion. During CNN's GOP town hall last night, Ted Cruz called out CNN and other networks for giving Donald Trump a ton of free media. But Anderson Cooper, who learned something really about his mother that surprised him.
It's a very eventful day for poor Anderson.
Earlier
he's
in
taking
the day,
some medications tonight.
Turned out that my mother was a lesbian? What?
For a minute.
Yeah. Well,
doesn't everybody?
That's what she said. Anyway, let me go on. Forget the Cruz complaining that Trump's getting all this free media. Anderson Cooper says at least Trump agrees to interviews. Cooper asked Cruz, this is a great question, by the way.
It was.
How he was very chummy with Trump for a long time in the campaign. And then about that infamous cage match tweet, which proved that, you know, separated the two.
Did you really believe Donald Trump was terrific?
Look, what I knew is that the media was engaged in a love fest, giving Donald Trump $2 billion in
Sounds
free
like
media.
You were engaged in a love fest, though.
Let's be clear. How many hours of free media does CNN and Fox and every other station, you let him call in, and for a year,
well, I gotta
he got
say,
$2 billion
We've asked, you, we've asked you for interviews pretty much every day, and you've declined every offer on my program.
Well,
so
Anderson, I'm right
come
here,
on
and
anytime.
I'll point out I've been in-
He could have gotten the free media, it turns out,
yeah,
that he was criticizing.
Yeah, this would just be Trump's availability. These guys don't do it because Trump. Well, Trump has clearly a goof running his campaign, and they don't care what he does or what he says or where he goes. That's why it's so undisciplined. And these guys have these professionals who want to limit access and they book stuff. And Trump just goes, "Who are they called? I'll go on
sure.
and I'll do it by phone."
Which is why the media just loves him because the ratings do go up, and he's gold.
I will say, though, that Cruz made a couple of points there that I didn't quite track. And, you know, one of them is, well, I'm here now, which is, it's a town hall. Of course, you're going to be there now. And he was afraid of Donald Trump. And now he's going to be, you know, the tough guy. I am not going to let this. He's a monster.
Well, he has to now because it's a head-to-head race, and he's fighting for his life with the others knocked out. And before, it was probably wise to stay out of the crosshairs.
Yeah, it probably was. Yeah, yeah. But this is now a situation that is it's developed in a different way. I just think that Cruz, though, I watched that thing last night. I don't think Cruz did a particularly great job. First of all, he thanked everybody for that. Is thank you for that question. That is an excellent question. And let me tell you, it's interesting. Let me be clear. He says that all the time. Let me be clear.
He does say that.
Well,
it's sort of a prosecutor thing.
Are you not being clear? Were you not being? Let me be clear now.
It makes you wonder. It's like people who say, to tell you the truth, you're like, whoa. You mean everything before that? Not true? What's going on here?
He does have, he's very practiced, Ted Cruz, at his thing. And there was a, you know, they did that thing.
Oh, I love that.
There
one.
Was a question about, you know, what is the thing, like, what's you know, what's the thing that's bad about you? What is it, what's your best, your worst thing?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's always the I work too hard thing. And he made the point of that. He goes, people always say I work too hard. But in my, it's my devotion to the Constitution. I would go to bed every night reading the Constitution.
I bet he does.
You know, it's sort of like, I mean, the Constitution is not that long. You know, it's not like you can't
memorized it.
Right. You can't get any. You know, and then I was in a group that memorized the Constitution and I read and I spoke it. And you're like, what are you doing?
It's
oh,
like
my
a
God.
Freak of nature.
Yeah. Geek of nature.
Geek of nature. Better word.
Yeah. And it's like, OK, that is it. And then, you know what? But he's doing this, talking about. And then I read the Constitution at night every night. And and then I'm thinking, this guy does not have girlfriends. I was the one.
So you
thing
don't believe that story now.
I don't believe the National Enquirer story now because there's no guy who's going to say the stuff he said is going to be a guy who's got game. Right. Especially the women they accuse him of having nuptials with. These are all attractive women.
Very attractive. Seem like they would have no problem. A couple of them married, you know. But those late nights on the campaign trail, who knows what happens? Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. People do anything for a gig, right? All right. Checking in at
number 4.
All right, now Trump, this is the big controversy of the day. Trump sat down with MSNBC, which airs tonight. They recorded earlier in the day. Chris Matthews confronted the front runner on whether abortion should be punished, should be the people, the woman who has the abortion, should she be punished? Listen to this.
Should the woman be punished for having an abortion?
Look.
This is not something you can dodge.
If abortion is a crime
or abortion is murder, you have to deal with it under the law. Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say, yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on.
Okay, so he's trying to dodge.
He started, yeah.
He's trying to get away from it. He's trying to get away. He's like, and did you hear that? No, conservative Republicans would say yes. Because that's what he's seen on TV.
No, but right? It's not true, though. The pro-life movement is, I guess, way, way, way right. But they've said that it is a tragedy for the woman and the unborn child, but that they would penalize, in terms of criminalize, the abortion clinics or the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. He's not necessarily along the lines of what they're saying.
But Chris Matthews is not going to let him off the hook.
It's very
hard. But you're forbidding
it. Are you going to say put them in jail? Is that what I'm asking you about?
Because you say you want to ban it. What's that mean?
I am pro-life, yes.
What is ban? How do you ban abortion? How do you actually do it?
Well, you know, you'll go back to a position like they had where people will perhaps go to illegal places.
Yeah.
But you have to ban it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now he's feeling his way through this. You can tell this is a guy who makes everything up off the top of his head. This is not a good way to run a railroad.
A railroad?
It doesn't
country.
Whatever he's doing, he's got really good executives underneath him to run the companies that are doing well. But you could tell that some of this is just like pure force of personality, right? I mean, that's the truth about him. So he's on his heels, can't quite figure it out, and
they go to somebody who flunked out of medical school.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I think.
How do you feel about the Catholic Church's position?
I accept the teaching authority of my church on moral issues.
But do you know their position on abortion?
Yes, I do.
And do you concur with that position?
I concur with their moral position, but legally, I get to the question. Here's my problem.
But let me ask you. But what do you say about?
It's not funny.
Your church? Yeah, it's really not a funny thing. What do you say about your church? They're very, very strong.
They're allowed to.
All right.
So he tries to turn the tables. On Chris Matthews.
Right.
Who's not running for president.
Right. What do we care what Chris Matthews thinks about it? Chris Matthews is a guy on TV. But we already had him said in the last one. He had just said, right, that the women should be punished, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you remember this scene from The Birdcage?
Of course, it's very wrong to kill an abortion doctor. Many pro-lifers.
Dead.
I don't agree with them. But many of them sincerely feel that if you stop the doctors, you'll stop the abortions.
Well, that's ridiculous. The doctors are only doing their jobs. If you're going to kill someone, kill the mothers. That'll stop them.
Luckily, Nathan Lane, or what was the character's name, whatever, is not a campaign advisor. That would have been even
close enough.
Bigger problem.
Close enough.
Kill the mothers?
There you go. That's right. Kill the mothers. She said a little bit like Gloria Vanderbilt there, too.
She did.
Of course, Nathan Lane is
number three.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Orion.
Thanks, Orion.
A video of a black college student confronting a white student about his dreadlocks is being shared around the world. And now a San Francisco State University spokesperson is promising an investigation. In the video, a woman accused another student of appropriating her culture.
You're saying that I can't have a hairstyle because of your culture?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's my culture. Do you know what blocks mean?
Do you know that it was in Egyptian culture? Are you Egyptian? Nah, but how
are
you not?
Are you Egyptian?
No, but it doesn't matter.
Wait, where's Egypt? Tell me.
You know what, girl?
Where's Egypt?
Dude, go. You have no right to tell me what I can wear.
Huh?
That's no reason, yo. I don't need your disrespect. I don't need your disrespect.
Why are you filming this?
For everyone's safety.
Ooh.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about the iPhone now, or the Android, or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's got a camera.
You know what? I'm gonna put this just in case.
Uh-huh.
I want everybody's gonna look at this because it is what it is. So this is amazing. You know,
it is
when Donald Trump talks about political correctness or anybody else on the political correctness run amok. They're talking about things where there really is an issue. of, you know, where people can have varying disagreement. This is a case where you can't have a position like this woman has, that you're not allowed a hairstyle because you have co-opted her cultural experience.
You're rudely stealing her culture. Yes. And she ran down the stairs after this guy, followed him down two flights of stairs and kept going.
Corey Goldstein, who spoke with reporters, he's the guy with the dreadlocks, says that he filed a police report, but he's not really looking to press charges.
At the time, it really felt like she was just demeaning me and demoralizing me. It's something that I've had since I was about 17 years old and something that is part of who I am. I believe they are powerful and helped amplify myself and help me connect to this world.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Dreadlocks.
What's happening?
Now, all of a sudden, like, dreadlocks. Was everyone gone crazy? I mean, it's like everybody's crazy. The people running for president don't know what they're doing. The people on college campuses are screaming that if your hairstyle, you've ruined their life because you've got a hairstyle. Oh, my God.
I didn't know you had, like, yeah, there were just, like, cultural rules on only those people could wear that certain hairstyle.
I've never heard that.
Culturally appropriated to have this, and otherwise you're not allowed to.
I'll tell you, it looks better on some people than others.
It does.
That's not a racial thing.
No.
You know, look good on Bo Derek. It would not look good on me.
Number two.
It would look like number two on me, actually. Empire is returning tonight. Jesse Smollett tells us a bit about what's going to happen with his character, Jamal Lyon.
You know, in the first part of the second season, we saw him doing music and everything like that. That was a little bit more glitzy and shinier and very pop. And that's beautiful, but at the same time, that's not who he was. You know, and what it was done to show the change in him, you know, personality-wise and music-wise. So now we're going back to the center of who Jamal is, which I'm excited about. I'm excited.
It's interesting because this show's been a gigantic runaway hit for Fox, right? But last year at the end of the season, they started to get some drop off, and they're reconfiguring. It's like all these shows. Homeland had the same problem. All of a sudden, you have a little bit of a sophomore slump,
and then it got so good,
right? And so what they're doing is they're going back to the core, and it's supposed to be very interesting, very, very, very interesting, and it's good for the Chicago economy too.
Yes, it
so
is.
We welcome
we like that.
We welcome them here finally.
Number one.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping.
Sound of Silence, an anthem from the 1960s. Simon and Garfunkel's biggest hit. But it's hard to imagine it becoming a heavy metal song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Can't
isn't
imagine it?
It. Well, Disturbed tried it.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs.
I love it. Absolutely love it. That wasn't quite metal in its rendition, but it was metal performers. But
right.
Amazing. I liked it.
Now they were pretty faithful to it. It was pretty cool. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with
You're
it.
You're going to give it an okay?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. That was I'm Conan O'Brien last. That wasn't him singing. That would because Conan O'Brien wouldn't need the talk show if he could sing like that. But it's
beautiful.
I'll take it.
Beautiful.
It's tough to cover, though, man. I mean, it's like... It's Paul Simon tries to sing that song in his solo career, and it's very hard because you need that Art Garfunkel thing happening there too. You know, it's a special song.
It is a special
song.
All
right, let's wrap this thing up, shall we? Okay, you're welcome. Hold on, I'm having a problem.
The top five at five.